This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what he called its dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. There have been protests in the streets of Israel's key cities after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister over the planned overhaul of Israel's judiciary. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The move signals the prime minister will move ahead this week with plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary, which has sparked widespread opposition. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets, military and business leaders have spoken out against it, and leading allies of Israel have voiced concerns. Yoav Gallant, a former army general, is a senior member of Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. On Saturday, he called for a pause in the controversial legislation until after next month's Independence Day holidays, citing the rift's threat to Israel's national security. Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead for a parliamentary vote this week on a centerpiece of the overhaul, a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app.